Okay, so the first page of your newspaper, the second, the third, probably up to page 7 or 8, primary election
Oh,
coverage.
yeah.
We've been looking at pages 9, 10, and 11. That's where we find the news that we put in the ramble. All right, you're up first, Daniel.
All right. You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with 80-year-old Martha Smith. The South Dakota grandmother shot and killed a mountain lion last week to protect her dog. Smith says she came outside with her .22 caliber rifle when she heard the lion. And he was a spittin' and a growlin', said Smith. All I saw was flashing eyes and teeth, and I knew I was gonna have to kill him if I could. Her first shot missed, but she decided to give it another try while she waited for the Department of Fish and Game.
So you know what? If you miss the first time, just one more time.
One more time, Miss Smith. And she killed him. There was a 6-month-old mountain lion, weighed 30 to 40 pounds. Smith says she would like to have the lion stuffed and mounted so she could share her story for years to come, but she doubts the Department of Fish and Game will let her keep it. More words of wisdom from Smith. A gun is no good unless it's loaded.
Wow. I think the NRA is on line 4 for Ms. Smith. Hey, so next time you make a call to a call center, one of those phone centers that you're looking for help, and sometimes you get really frustrated with the person on the other end. Apparently some people not very nice to the people on the call center lines, and there's been some research done from a British-based university that found 77% of call center workers felt extreme pressure, and 45% of them said that difficult customers were the reason. It wasn't actually the doing their job. It was all the guff they're getting. This is apparently research into call centers in India showing that many of the workers are suffering from severe stress. And it's not getting the job done. It's not trying to figure out the problem. It's the intense verbal attacks from customers. The problem has gotten so bad, some companies are offering counseling to employees, and the Indian government has got involved in working on a health strategy for workers. So next time you're stressed out or mad that your computer, don't yell at the guy on the other end.
He's
just trying to make a living.
I worked at a call center for a year after college, so stay strong, brother. Stay strong. Scientists at Merck have found a drug that has the opposite effect of pot. Yeah, it sounds very exciting. It makes you stop laughing entirely. No, seriously, it's an experimental anti-obesity drug which blocks the brain receptor the pot stimulates. It decreases your appetite instead of making you crave munchies. Researchers found that people who took the drug ate 20% fewer calories than those who ate a placebo. It also increased metabolism by 5%. Merck is planning to file an application for an FDA review of the drug called Taranabant this year. No word what Taco Bell will do to respond.
The parents. Oh, this is, this is one of these stories that you're going to have an opinion about as soon as you hear it. Remember that missing girl, Madeline McCann? She disappeared in Portugal last May. It was a huge tabloid story. It was all over the papers in the UK. I remember over the summer, I was actually in Ireland down on the peninsula, in the Dingle Peninsula, and there was even a poster of, have you seen Madeline McCann? That's how huge the story was. Well, there are talks about turning her disappearance into a documentary film. Her parents actually met with IMG before Christmas. They say they haven't worked out the specifics of the deal, but a spokesperson for the family. They say the reason the parents want to get involved in the film is they need to replenish Madeline's fund. That was money set aside for investigators and advertising. The family says they're running out of money because they've been retaining the Spanish detective agency for £50,000 a month. They have an advertising campaign to try to find their daughter, but they need money to continue this. But we shouldn't forget that Jerry and Kate McCann were at one point named as persons of interest in the disappearance of their daughter. Of course, they deny any involvement in the disappearance. Madeline McCann vanished from a hotel room in May while the parents were out eating at a nearby restaurant. So we'll find out if this film ever really does go into production. Hey, that's The Ramble. You can find these stories, so much more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.